Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru, Pujayatman Shri Swami Jyotir Mayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues with the lecture series on the Upanishads. And tonight Swamiji will lecture on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And now Pujayatman Shri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chapter 2, Section 1, and mantras are from 17 onwards, 17 to 19. Upanishad is focused on giving you insight into the goal of your existence. The goal is to discover, to realize, I am. Of all ideas and thoughts that enter your mind, what is the center and the nucleus of all of them? I am thought. And what's most elusive development, that I am is the most important thought of all your mental functions, and yet mind doesn't give attention to that. Who am I? Has one's mind exploded fully? But mind doesn't explore. You are satisfied with a confused perception of I am. As long as you have not realized the I am in fullness, you are in a state of bondage. You continue to tumble in the world from embodiment to embodiment. And all that you acquire in the name of I am great, I have attained this, these things belong to me. All this is not you. This point has to be handled with great clarity, precision. A mind steeped in mystic mathematics. Now, coming back to the teachings, highlights of this Upanishad. Saho Vacha Ajata Shatru. The dialogue between an enlightened king, Ajatashatru, and a spiritual seeker coming from the family of Garga Rishi, Gargya. Ajatashatru is giving spiritual insight to Gargya. Saho vacha Ajatashatru, yatraiva etat supto bhut, ya esha vijnanamaya purusha. Vaisha tatha tadabhut kuta etadagaditi taduha na mene gargya. Ajatashatru brought Gargya, the disciple, towards a person who was in deep sleep, and he points his finger. When this person is in deep sleep, where is he? And by that time the person wakes up. He says, and where did he come from? Gargya couldn't understand it. Because people go to sleep and wake up, that's okay. The Sanskrit word swapiti. When you are in sleep, you have come to the self. Self is swa. Apiti. You come to the self. Therefore, the word, Sanskrit word is sopiti. Similarly, term health. How are you? Are you swastha? Do you abide in the self? The English one doesn't have any spiritual implication. Are you healthy? Well, that's easy. But in Sanskrit literature and that tradition, you are actually asking the person, are you abiding in the self? Reminding the person that that is the real health. Everything else is transient. But bringing the highest goal in practical day-to-day life is a reminder, kind of a mantra. It charges your literature with a profound meaning. Now, just to give you, which we have explained before, a person goes to sleep. The senses are withdrawn into the mind. The mind flows towards the heart. As it flows through subtle channels, vital channels. They are not the ordinary nervous system. It is a study more profound than nervous system. Those channels are called nadis. Their special name is Hita Nadi. And finally, the soul abides at the deepest level of your personality, the heart, where intellect and ego are transcended. You have come closest to your essential nature, but there is a separation. If the separation didn't exist, you will attain enlightenment, will not wake up. That will be tragedy for the world. And it is explained with the help of a little simile, allegorical language. Just like if you were to create a plastic bag of water. A bag contains any type of water from that's not very pure, from anywhere, any pond or any lake or even tank, and you have put it into a plastic bag and you have sealed the bag. Bring the bag and put into the Ganges water, where it's perfectly pure, holy water. Look into it, the water in the bag and the Ganges water, perfect harmony. That water of the bag has come closest to its essential nature, but it has not become one with its essential nature. What separates it? The plastic. Similarly, you go to the deep sleep, closest, you and Brahman, you with your mind is the plastic bag and Brahman, but in deep sleep, the plastic bag has become as if extinct, as if. You are complete communion. Complete again is a relative term. When you wake up, the plastic bag is brought out of the Ganges water. So all that the water in the bag received was a little touch. It's very refreshing, invigorating. But it didn't become in communion, it didn't become enlightened. So that's what happens day by day. You go in like in a plastic bag with the seal of ego, keeping the bag well under control so it does not lose itself. And again you wake up from sleep. In nature's plan, sleep gives you a kind of recharging of your body, mind, of your whole personality in a special way. You don't believe in it? Experiment it. Therefore, the importance of sleep, day by day, you know how much of your time goes in sleep? Probably more than 70%. But then, enlightenment, sleep gives you the basis for understanding what would be enlightened. If the bag were to go into the water and plastic were to dissolve, That process happens not by going to sleep, but by going into deep meditation. If you allow the same process of sleep to occur in a positive way. In sleep, nature drew you into that state and everything went on without your effort. The more effortless you are, easier to sleep. Now in samadhi, you have to do it in a different way. Your senses have to be withdrawn into your mind. Mind has to be withdrawn into a deeper level, call it cosmic mind. And cosmic mind has to dissolve into the absolute. You may not succeed in all complete, but to the extent you go deeper, to that extent you become recharged. If the senses are withdrawn into the mind and you don't go any further, that in itself allows your senses to become recharged. If mind were to be withdrawn into a deeper peace, the mind becomes recharged. And if you could allow intellect to be free from clutter, worries and anxieties, your intellect becomes recharged. Follow this sequence until the soul becomes recharged with a vision of what it is essentially. That's the purpose of daily practice of japa, meditation, satsanga.
Guruji, I missed a little bit at the very end. You were talking about speech with Atri Anasuya, and then how did Durvasa fit in? Was he one of the children?
Durvasa fits in his truth speech. Truth suddenly makes you shaken. But it has two aspects. It seems bitter to begin with, but it becomes blessing after. So Durvasa, seen from a positive point of view, his name is Suvasa. Vasa means fragrance. Suvasa means divine fragrance. Durvasa, because people have constantly heard him coming to meddle with human happiness. So therefore, allegorically he is described as bitter speech, bad smell.
And he and the soma and the speech that gives pragya, they're described in the Upanishad as sons,
right,
children of speech, of Atri
and Anasuya. They are three children. This has gone into another culture where simplified with three monkeys, closing the eyes, closing the ears, closing the mouth. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Swamiji, On deep sleep, the consciousness on deep sleep, you said, is not there. The pure consciousness is not in this deep sleep.
It's there. If a plastic bag of water has gone into the Ganges, the water has gone into the Ganges. But only thing, the layer separates it. You don't become blended. You go in closest to God, but you don't become blended. You come back with your own limitations, the way you were, with a slight recharging. Otherwise, sleep would have given you all the answer. Satsang wouldn't be the answer. But while sleep recharges you, the message of the sleep brought satsanga. Now, satsanga will give you the positive counterpart of sleep. Now this type of sleep will come to you without sleeping. With full wakefulness, you begin to understand, I am not the body, I am not the senses, I am not related to anybody, I am the self, not in the form of concepts, but in the form of profound experience. When that experience comes, senses become calm, intellect is not operative, mind becomes thoughtless, you are coming to sleepless sleep. That's called liberation. But that again is allegorical. One who has that state may continue to do all these things, speaking, hearing, etc. But his deeper level is there. Because no matter how many things you do, you are always at your heart level.
Swamiji, could you please say more about the nadi that connects the mind and the heart and how that is opened?
The 72,000 of them. It's very difficult for me to give you any further. All jiva experiences that the mind is moving through different nadis. The soul goes on experiencing dreams of different types until beyond hita nadi comes puritat, the very in touch with the heart. The basic simple point is that soul is led to experience countless things based on karmas. They are like vikshepa, just like the rays of light go through so many things on this earth. How do they go? What are the passages? The simple name has been given, hita nadi. It is a hit. It is going to do good to you. Its basic purpose behind it is making you, leading you to something comfortable. And if it, you are going, moving in a proper way, it will lead you to the heart. All the hita nadis, all the, think of energy coming through a tree. It's coming through thousands of branches. All those branches are like hita nadi, bringing the energy. But ultimately they go into the roots. The roots is the heart. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Okay. Yourself.
Can I ask a question?
You sure?
No, because it's about to end. So, Gurudeva, I noticed that I've seen pictures of Lord Rama, blue, of course, and I know what that means, but I've also seen him white and green, and I don't know what that means.
That's according to the mood of the artist. That doesn't make much difference. All colors are his. Rama is the whole universe. But choose the color that you like and the color that is more recognized. This color, basic color is blue. Just like no matter how may I describe the sky, its color is blue. And blue means infinity, eternity. And whatever any description you have of Rama, Krishna, they are all like allegorical. Some may like to put only one peacock feather, some may like to put two or three of them. It's not going to details.
Okay.